Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. We have entered into the holy season of Lent, and some friends of mine that do not really participate in Ash Wednesday were asking, what is Ash Wednesday? Why do you guys wear this black mark on your forehead? And it is important to understand the reason we do it. The ashes are made from the palms of Palm Sunday. We burn them, and they're from the past season to the new season. We celebrate 40 days before the passion and resurrection of our Lord because we want to imitate him. He went to the desert for 40 days before he started his mission. And so this is a holy penitential season of discipline and sacrifice in imitation of our Lord. Ash Wednesday allows us to have a few extra days so that the 40 days are counted in 47, because the Sundays of the Lenten season, we are still celebrating the resurrection of the Lord, so we pull away from our sacrifices and celebrate the day of the resurrection. And so the days that are in addition are allow us to have the count of the 40 days that the Lord had as well. So why do we have that cross? Well, the readings that the church offers us on this day give us a sense for why we do it. First, we have from the prophet Joel, and in chapter 2, we talk about returning to God with all of our heart, with fasting, with weeping and mourning, and rending our hearts, returning to the Lord. To come up to the altar to receive the ashes is places us in a position of humility. And the ashes were used all the way back to Roman times when they were preparing the catechumens. And just as Israel did, that they would fast and wear sackcloth and ashes, the communities, the catechumens, were actually sprinkled with ashes, and they wore the sackcloth in preparation for their baptism and incorporation into the church. Then it was made more of a general requirement so that the entire community, all the church, would actually celebrate it together so that all of us would have the opportunity to imitate Christ and prepare our hearts through these sacrifices. The reading of Joel, I highly recommend in chapter 2, speaks about the Lord's mercifulness, his mercy and graciousness, that the Lord is slow to anger and rich in kindness. And friends, we are invited to work on our vices, to work on our sinfulness. And being slow to anger is one that we could all practice. And to be very relentless about one area of our life where we want to grow in virtue would be a very important thing for us to think about in this penitential season. Joel says, blow the trumpet, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, gather the children, assemble the elders, let everybody come. And that is what Ash Wednesday is about. All of us gather, just as the scriptures tell us, so that we can ask the Lord to take pity on his people. And what is the psalm that accompanies this? Psalm 51. This is a very important psalm when we want to practice contrition of heart, when we want to come to the Lord because we are feeling that we have sinned, we are asking the Lord to be merciful, to give us that moment of blessing and compassion in His goodness, because He is capable of wiping out our offenses and washing us from our guilt. This psalm reminds us to come to the Lord knowing our sinfulness, knowing that against God we have done what is evil in His sight, and that God, no matter what we have done, can create a new clean heart for us and renew His spirit, that because He is a good, good Father, He will not cast us from His presence or take away His Holy Spirit. But when we have done something wrong, we can be sad and downcast. And the Lord is reminding us always that joy is for us because He has come so that our joy may be complete. So we ask in this psalm for the Lord to give us back the joy of our salvation and sustain that spirit within us. The church also, to meditate on this day, gives us the letter of Paul to the Corinthians, second letter. And here we are reminded that we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. So imagine the testimony that we give as we walk out into the world with our cross on our heads as ambassadors for Christ, that we are a sign that is saying to the world as well, be reconciled to God. For our sake, He made Himself to be sin, even though He did not know sin. So the Lord marked Himself as human. Even though He didn't know sin, He took it all upon Himself. So friends, as we come to the gospel reading for today in Matthew chapter 6, where we receive specific instruction from the Lord, let us take a position with a humble heart to receive what the Lord Jesus tells us. Take care not to perform righteous deeds for others to see them, because then you will have no recompense in heaven. The Lord is telling us that as we fast in this season, we do it with a humble heart, knowing that this is a discipline we impose on ourselves for the Lord, that the Lord is seeing in secret in our hearts, and He's watching us humble ourselves. Friends, I also heard Father Ripinger, the exorcist, one of the exorcists for the church, and he was saying that the Lenten season is a season of going to the gym where we're exercising our muscles, and that the devil actually trembles when we allow ourselves to be hungry and deprived of food. Of course, we do this always with consultation with our doctors, but the church gives us the opportunity to do this together, which is also very, very powerful. So when we fast, we're not to look gloomy, but we are to smile, knowing that we are offering something to our Lord. So friends, let us go to the throne. Father Almighty, thank You for this season that begins. We ask You that Your presence may be with us as we humble ourselves before You, that in our sacrifices we may be very specific about what vice we are working to take out, to root out of our lives. Is it one of the capital sins like pride? Are we going to work in our silence? Are we going to work in reparation for having spoken in a way that was rash and impatient? Are we going to list out the sins that we are really engaging ourselves in when we're murmuring, when we are gossiping, in the way that we are destroying someone's reputation, or we are engaging in words that are exaggerations, or we are coveting with our words or seeking someone else's destruction of their reputation, that it's a form of killing someone's reputation. Father, help us to be very specific in the things that we work with Your help, so that we can create a plan for life that will help us to arrive where you want us, which is holiness. We ask that you will cover us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ so that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And we ask that you will have angels helping us, assisting us, as they did Jesus. And we pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.